Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I have a question regarding the month of Sha'ban. Over here, everyone fasts for 2 days. Everyone fasts for 2 days in this month, meaning Sunday and Monday. And they call this Shabi Barat. What does this mean and should we do this? I don't know what is this anyway. For me, this is the first time I hear about this. They call this Shabi Barat, the great night. You mean the 15th? I don't think she was talking about something. Shabi Barat. This is Monday and Sunday in the U.S. Such particularization is not proven from the way of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, nor from the practice of the companions, nor from the practice of the companions. However, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam fasted most of Sha'ban. Thirdly, there is no authentic evidence for the specification of the 15th of Sha'ban as a special day to fast, and therefore particularizing it is an innovation. How many days do you may fast as much as you can in the month of Sha'ban, but don't particularize the way they are particularizing. You understand what I say? But also avoid to fast the day of doubt. The day of doubt, Yawm al-Shakk, whether this is Ramadan or not Ramadan. This is called the day of doubt. It is forbidden to fast. You can fast most of the month of Sha'ban as you wish, but without any particularization. For example, if you were fasting Mondays and Thursdays and it happens that one of these days falls on the 15th, it's okay to fast. It is not because you are fasting it as 15th. It is because it fell on this day and this is your regular days of fasting. Similarly, if you used to fast the 3 days of each month, which are called Al-Ayyamul Bid, the white days, then in this case, if you want to fast Sha'ban, you can fast the 13th and the 14th and the 15th. In this way, you are not particularizing the 15th, because you are doing your regular monthly fast of 3 days. You understand now? It's not disliked to fast the last 15 days. No, who said so? There is a circulating information about this, but it's not really true. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam fasted most of Sha'ban. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam fasted most of Sha'ban. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam fasted the month of Sha'ban, almost the entire month of Sha'ban. He used to fast almost the entire month of Sha'ban. So there is a merit, therefore, in fasting in Sha'ban. But specifying the 15th of Sha'ban for fasting, there is no authentic textual proof for that. And as to the merit of 15th on its own, there is a merit for the 15th, but not unrelated to fasting. A general one. يطلع الله عز وجل إلى خلقه ليلة النصف فيغفر لعباده إلا رجل يعني فيه شحناء أو مشرك بالله. This is the hadith. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at his creation, the mind of 15th, and he forgives them, except for the person who may have enmity towards others from the believers, yani, and the mushrik. This is which is graded as hasan, due to supporting evidences by more than one of scholar of the hadith. And alhamdulillah. It is reported in by many, by Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar, graded it as Hassan, Al-Sheikh Al-Albani graded it as such, in Al-Silsila Al-Sahiha. I don't have the numbers with me. Just a second. I may have a number here. It may be number 15. My notes, I won't have 5, 6, but Silsila Sahiha. I know, Sheikh Al-Albani graded it as Sahih بِمَجْمُوعِ طُرُقِهِ by its collective ways of narrations. And 144 also. 1144. I kept my note paper here on this. Oh, some say on the 15th of Sha'ban it's a sunnah to go to the graves and make dua in the night, because Rasulullah went out in the night and did this. They say his wife followed him and saw him going to the cemetery. This is no specification for this night. There is no specification as it is for this night. Yes, as-silsila sahih. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam companions after him, they did not do that. None of them is authentically reported to have gone to mosque, to the graveyards on the 15th of Sha'ban. And this refutes those innovations. Nothing, any particular thing is nothing. Nothing, there is nothing, your sister Nora, is anything particular. Okay? Nothing. If it happens that you were fasting a day, one day, and then breaking the fast the other day, and your fasting day came on the 15th, then do it, because this is your regular of fasting. And if you are fasting the most of the month of Sha'ban, as the Prophet ﷺ did, and you fast the 15th because of that, then there is no problem. The problem is in specification. Okay, my question is regarding something that came up yesterday, namely fasting in the last 15 days of Sha'ban. And Al-Allama Nasruddin Al-Albani rahimahullah said the hadith reported in Tirmidhi and others that it is forbidden to fast the last 15 days is authentic unless one has a habit of fasting. Given the scholars have debated the authenticity of this hadith, does not fasting in the last 15 days fall under the ruling of leaving that which we doubt for that which don't, because this hadith indicates it may be haram or at least makruh. Now the hadith, if you are referring to the hadith of Ibn Abbas, naam, you put it on. If you are referring to the hadith of Ibn Abbas that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to fast to the extent that Now this is another one. Then we are talking about another one. When Sha'ban is half over, don't fast. And this is in Sahih Tirmidhi 590. Tayyib. And Tayyib, we go to this hadith. The hadith that you are referring to also came in Sunan Abi Dawood. إِذَا انْتَصَفَ شَعْبَان فَلَا تَصُومُ. When the month of Sha'ban, half of the month of Sha'ban commences, then refrain from fasting. some of the scholars mentioned that this hadith was rejected by Abdul Rahman bin Bahdi, that from the way of hadith al-Ala, and also because of the narration of Salama, may Allah be pleased with her, that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used to fast Sha'ban, all of it, and links it to Ramadan, and that he didn't fast from the year a whole month perfectly as that of Sha'ban. And so some of them directed that this hadith, which is known as Hadith al-Ala that you are referring to, if affirmed, they said, if it is affirmed, then it will be directed to mean disliking fasting the day of shak, of doubt. Or so that the person, it is recommended to refrain from fasting in the second half so that the person becomes stronger to carry on the obligatory fasting in the month of Ramadan. And Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahimahullah commented in his book Fath al-Bari, and he said the reconciliation of these narrations, the hadith that you mentioned, the refrainment from fasting the second half, and between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's continuity of fasting Sha'ban and linking it to Ramadan, he said al-jam'u mumkin. He said al-jam' mumkin, يعني the reconciliation between these hadith is possible by understanding that the prohibition may apply on the one who does not have a habit to fast. Also at-Tirmidhi reported this hadith, and at-Tirmidhi said also that the hadith that you mentioned is hasanun sahih. However, Imam Ahmad denied it, rejected it. And Imam Ahmad considered it to be munkar. Because it came from this narration of Al-Ala from Abdul Rahman. And there is word of criticism concerning Abdul Rahman. And the ulama in general considered it permissible to fast the entire Sha'ban except the day of Shak. Wallah ya akhi, the day of shak, the day of doubt. As you can tell, this is the reconciliation of these hadiths by Al-Hafiz bin Hajar, has a merit to it. So those who have the habit of fasting, inshallah ta'ala, they can fast. And this is يعني, supported by the mere fact that in action the Prophet والسلام, did fast almost the entire month of Sha'ban and linked it to Ramadan. And if the hadith is taken to be weak as it is considered, then there is no problem at all of fasting therefore the month, whether the person have a habit or doesn't have a habit. So the point is regarding the authenticity of the narration. And if we take it as authentic, then the reconciliation by Al-Hafiz bin Hajar would fit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, knows best.